Orson Big Ben sits behind the wheel of a small school bus. He's the director of transportation for Tuba City Schools. He drives over what looks like an off-road trail for weekend warriors.
All right, here we go. Usually I tell my drivers, take a little bit of run at it. If you have to, slam it down.
Oh my gosh.
You can't go over the sand dune.
This is a school route.
This is a school route.
Bigman says he drives 6 miles over sand dunes and rocks to get to 2 students' bus stop. And on rainy days, he may not get to them at all because the road is washed out. All of his drivers complain of back problems.
As you can see, I try to keep my body as stiff as I can, you know, kind of move along with the bumps. And don't get to a point where you're really hitting the bump hard, getting a shock to your body.
And you can imagine what those bumps do to the buses, literally shaking the screws loose. Bigman says a bus that should last the district 10 years lasts 5, and they don't know if they will have the money to buy a new one next year. School Superintendent Harold Begay would like to take a few members of Congress on this bus ride.
The powers that be, lawmakers and so on, they don't see this. You know, they've never been out here.
Sequestration has already meant the loss of $60 million in federal impact aid for schools that serve American Indian children across the country. And administrators like Begay are anticipating more cuts next year. Begay walks me past the Tuba City High School gym, where sun shines through the holes in the ceiling. At the nearby primary school, one wing and a cafeteria have already been condemned. That building is in desperate need of new bathrooms and safe playground equipment. But those upgrades will have to wait. On the playground, Principal Charlene Navajo watches the students enjoy their field day. A teacher yells instructions through a bullhorn as students try to pass eggs to each other on paper plates. Navajo says the school has 7 open positions due to attrition, but sequestration means she will have to leave those vacant.
There's going to be more responsibility placed on our teachers. But I can see that I have a staff that's going to not let that be the determining factor for our students.
Teachers say in addition to larger classes, they will have to buy scissors, crayons, and other supplies themselves. Superintendent Begay says all this has a big effect on teachers' attitudes.
When you have a unreliable revenue flow, you know, always being underfunded, to say that it hurts morale is putting it mildly.
But Begay and a lot of people in the Navajo Nation say they're used to doing more with less. It seems to be a reservation motto.
We almost have to develop a pathological immunity to, you know, any kind of government funding, especially federal funding.
70% of his students graduate, but Begay says many of them are not prepared to compete in the outside world. He's working hard to change not just teachers, but the whole community's low expectations. But that's especially hard to do with less federal funding. Begay says one of the most important things they can teach children is resiliency, something people living in Indian country have to learn the hard way. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.